Hello, I'm Patrick Chavis, and you're listening to LA Theater Bites review of POTUS. Or behind every great dumbass are seven women trying to keep him alive. At the Geffen Playhouse, January 17th through February 25th, 2024. One of the great things about theater and art is the variety. Stories can be extra real and down to earth, and others can be visions way out in the other. Sometimes somewhere in the middle. One of those ways to tell a story is through a comedic farce. A comedic story that pushes the boundaries of what is typically appropriate in normal society and cranking the lever to 10. You could describe a farce as a cartoon in some ways, with live actors. It's a tradition in playwriting that's gone on for ages. POTUS now playing at the Geffen Playhouse is one of those shows in fine form. POTUS is truly an ensemble piece following around seven very different women around the White House as catastrophe looms around every corner. Will these women be able to keep it together? This and much more in POTUS. Not a boring moment in this entire piece. Who says character development has to be boring? Not this playwright and not this play. The first act starts, we have an intermission, and how can I describe it? It's just one long charge to the finish. If you are familiar with the play Noises Off, same manic energy like that play, but more political. There's definitely a political message in this play that actually feels a part of the show and not ham-fisted in. It's deeply connected with the time it was written, which wasn't that long ago, so though it's off the wall and crazy, so was the time it was highlighting. In some ways, a farce, by being outrageous, can highlight how outrageous the time it's covering. If reality is getting wackier and outrageous, so do the farces, because if they don't, we're just watching a drama. The silly and wild things we do to keep the status quo. Inspired set design. I love a functional design. I love a functional design. That's what we get from this show. Oh my gosh, it's like a roller coaster ride on that stage. I want a ticket. Set designer Brett J. Banakis created a moving jigsaw puzzle of a set, and when you think the setting options are over, so many more to come. Don't think the set will save you. The actors are in the aisles, in your hair. I'm kidding about the hair. They are all over the space. Could they have cut some of the silliness in this? Sure, but I think that would have missed the point. This really is an ensemble piece. Really hard to pick someone as the main player in the storyline. These actresses had such great comedic timing and riffed off each other so well. Alexandra Billings, Margaret, who plays the president's wife in this, leads the cast in laughs for me with a laugh that made the audience cackle every time she did it. Billings was the right choice for this role. Good luck trying to fill it. The right amount of confidence and sass you'd expect from this type of character. So many quotables. Jane Levy can drop some lines. She was hilarious as this ditzy cheerleader Dusty with a secret. If there wasn't enough insanity, the much-needed dose is provided by Lauren Bloomfield, who plays Stephanie, an over-the-top, anxiety-ridden performance that only gets better as the show progresses. Celestine, who plays Jean, the White House press secretary, Ido Aguirre, who plays Chris, the press reporter, and Shannon Cochran, Harriet, the chief of staff, balance out the cast with slightly more serious performances. I give POTUS at the Geffen Playhouse an 8.7 out of 10. It's a great show. LA Theater Bites recommend it. Thank you for listening, and thank you for supporting LA Theater.